ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तना हृदि अन्तःस्थोय भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 20 एंटाइटल्ड द रेनी सीजन एंड ऑटम इन वृंदावन। टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। निशामुखेषु खद्योतास् तमसा भान्ति न ग्रहाः यथा पापेन पाषण्डा नहि वेदाः कलौ युगे। निशामुखेषु खद्योतास् तमसा भान्ति न ग्रहाः यथा पापेन पाषण्डा नहि वेदाः कलौ युगे। निशामुखेषु खद्योतास् तमसा भान्ति न ग्रहा यथा पापेन पाषण्डा नहि वेदाः कलौ युगे। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग निशामुखेशु ड्यूरिंग द मोमेंट्स ऑफ इवनिंग ट्वाइलाइट खद्योताह द ग्लो वर्म्स तमसा बिकॉज ऑफ द डार्कनेस भांति शाइन न नॉट ग्रहाह द प्लैनेट्स यथा एज पापेन बिकॉज ऑफ सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज. पाषंडा एथिस्टिक डॉक्ट्रिन्स न एंड नॉट ही सर्टनली. वेदा द वेदास. कलौ युगे इन द एज ऑफ कली. Translation and purport. In the evening twilight, during the rainy season, the darkness allowed the glowworms, but not the stars, to shine forth. Just as in the age of Kali, the predominance of sinful activities allows atheistic doctrines to overshadow the true knowledge of the Vedas. Purport. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. So this is taken from Krishna book. During the rainy season, in the evening, there are many glowworms visible about the tops of trees, hither and thither, and they glitter just like lights. But the luminaries of the sky, the stars and the moon are not visible. Similarly, in the age of Kali, persons who are atheists or miscreants become very prominently visible, whereas persons who are actually following the Vedic principles for spiritual emancipation are practically obscured. This age, Kali Yuga, is compared to the cloudy season of the living entities. In this age, real knowledge is covered by the influence of the material advancement of civilization. The cheap mental speculators, atheists, and manufacturers of so-called religious principles become prominent like the glowworms. Whereas persons strictly following the Vedic principles or scriptural injunctions become covered by the clouds of this age. People should learn to take advantage of the actual luminaries of the sky, the sun, moon and stars, instead of the glowworm's light. Actually, the glowworms cannot give any light in the darkness of night. As clouds sometimes clear, even in the rainy season, and the moon, stars and sun become visible, so even in this Kali Yuga, there are sometimes advantages. The Vedic movement of Lord Chaitanya, the description of the distribution of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, is understood in this way. People seriously anxious to find real life should take advantage of this movement, instead of looking toward the so-called light of mental speculators and atheists. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। इन द इवनिंग ट्वाइलाइट ड्यूरिंग द रेनी सीजन द डार्कनेस अलाउड द ग्लोवर्म्स बट नॉट द स्टार्स टू शाइन फोर्थ। Just as in age of Kali, the predominance of sinful activities allows atheistic doctrines to overshadow the true knowledge of the Vedas. Hare Krishna. So, it is very embarrassing again for me to sit here and speak, especially the verse. Sometimes in school and even then in real life, you know, when someone does something wrong, so either the teacher asks them to stand up in the whole class or they are asked to take a board and stand with the wrong written on them. So I feel like that while speaking on this verse. So I beg forgiveness for whatever, you know, something which we may say. In fact, I would say that we would give a disclaimer that if there is anything which resembles during the class to any particular individual or group, so it is just by coincidence and it is not meant for individual. So, and I need blessings of all the senior devotees here that I can speak. So here we see this chapter in the 10th canto. It is describing the rainy season and the autumn season in Vrindavan. Now, as the nature of the seasons is, it is repetitive. But it is very significant why in this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, this description of rainy season is given. We see that Shukdev Goswami's concern is reflected here because he is going to speak on the most confidential part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is the 10th canto, and that too. And the next chapter itself is Gopi's, song, Gopi's prayer, praises for the song of Krishna's flute. So, this chapter contains many essential lessons for practicing spiritualists and even those who don't know and they want to start their spiritual life. In fact, for this reason we see that this is one of the first books that Srila Prabhupada wrote. Way back in 1961, there was this Congress for Human Spirit that was held in Japan. And Prabhupada was also invited to speak in this Congress. And Prabhupada decided to write a book on the lessons derived from this chapter. And this was to be presented to those who did not know anything about Krishna consciousness. So, this shows that how, this is my little understanding, that Prabhupada considered this chapter very essential because it contains many important lessons for sadhakas, for practicing devotees, and even those who want to start spirituality. In fact, yesterday, Dwarkadish Prabhu was mentioning about yesterday's verse, he was mentioning about the nature and purpose of austerity, because previous verse spoke about austerity. So, similarly, you know, we should also contemplate on what is the nature of the soul and even the purpose of this human form of life. We see that by nature we are all Satchitananda, that is perfect when we are situated in service of the Lord. But due to our mistake, we are here in this material world. And we have been given this opportunity in the form of this human form that we can again get reinstated in that perfect situation of, you know, being the servant of the Lord. And this, we can analyze that amongst all the different species, only in the human species of life there is some endeavor for perfection or to become better and better. So we can see that in any sphere of life, even for the basic things as eating, so there is so much endeavor to have the best. People are traveling sometimes long distances to go to hotels because some good food is there. Sometimes people also travel long distances because we know that at some place there will be good food. Some devotees, you know, they are cooking some nice food there. They invite, so we go. So, like that. So, there is always the desire for having the best. So that is the human form of life. There is always the endeavor for perfection. But still we see that we are not satisfied. So what is the reason? Where is the problem? So it is described that human form of life is like an instrument. And in any instrument, there is need to, you know, if we want some perfect result from the instrument, like, you know, we take example that I had this personal experience that because of our service in sound system, so at one point we had to control the levels of sound. So for that we got a decibel meter. But how to know whether this decibel meter is functioning correctly and showing the right readings? So then there is need to calibrate that instrument. So I was just seeing what is the meaning, definition of calibration. So it says, the act of checking or adjusting the accuracy of measuring instrument by comparing it with standards. So here we see that even in human form of life, why there is dissatisfaction? Because what this human form of life is supposed to give, it is not, you know, the our activities are not calibrated properly. So, or adjusted properly. So, the role of spiritual master, he is like the calibrating engineer. He adjusts the consciousness of the disciple or the person who, you know, takes his shelter in line with the shastric injunctions. And then when our consciousness, our activities are in line with the shastric injunctions, then we can see the results coming. So we see here that Shukdev Goswami also, before speaking this very essential, the most confidential part, in next few chapters we will see the Rasa Panchodhyaya, which is the most confidential part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And before speaking that, he is speaking this chapter. As I was mentioning, this season came every year in Vrindavan. But at this time, Krishna was around the age of 7 years. And we see that after this rainy season is described, and then Krishna lifts the Govardhan hill, and then there is this Ras Leela and other things. So Shukdev Goswami waited to describe this rainy season till Krishna was going to manifest his most confidential pastimes. Otherwise this rainy season was there every year from Krishna's birth, from age of 1 till age of 7. So this is very significant why this chapter is placed here in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and then I was also thinking that, you know, this chapter, it prepares the consciousness of the person who is going to read the next few verses. And another example was coming in my mind that, you know, previously we had these FM radios, you know, FM and midwave, you know, different Murphy, National, Panasonic, like that. So they had two knobs. One was for fixing the station and the second was for fine tuning. So these various different species of life are like different stations for the soul. But when you come to the human form of life, that is the station which we, you know, want so that we, you know, we can get spiritual perfection. But still there are sometimes many disturbances. So you have to fine tune. So that fine tuning is the process of spiritual practices. So when we fine tune in guidance with the instructions of the spiritual master and scriptures, then we can actually tune into the Krishna channel, as one lecturer Maharaj spoke. So we see here that Parikshit Maharaj is actually already self-realized. But he is becoming an instrument so that these essential lessons can be given to the whole world. And we see that, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Galitam Phalam, that is the ripened fruit of Vedic literatures. So the most sweetest part is going to come. And as we can easily observe that in any tree, the ripe fruits are not on the lower levels, they are on the high branches. And since few days, few of our devotees are going to pick some mangoes somewhere. So, you know, it has to be done very carefully, because these ripe fruits, you know, they are hanging on the branches which are very weak and lean and on, you know, very far away. So as you approach there, the branches become more and more weak. You can't stand there. So you need something to pull. So similarly, this portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, if we are not very careful, then there is every chance that we'll misunderstand the pastimes of the Lord, and instead of tasting the fruit, we may taste mud on the ground. That is, we may fall down. So to avoid that, also Sukadev Goswami is putting all these lessons in this chapter, just before this, these chapters which are going to come. So we see in this verse the example is used of glowworms. So in his commentary, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that in this verse a negative example is used. Generally when we are teaching or when we are giving, you know, some lessons, so we use some examples that, see, this is the example, so you become like this. But here a negative example is used, that we should not become like glowworms, or we should not follow those who are like glowworms. And the verse, it starts, it describes Nisha Mukheshu. So the translation is during the moments of evening twilight. And it also means that Nisha means night and Mukheshu means mouth. So just before entering into the mouth of night or ignorance, you know, this there is the glowworms, they are visible. So we are in the mouth of Kali Yuga, going to enter into the mouth of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga started just 5000 years back, and it is going to last for again another 4,27,000 years. So when this age of darkness, ignorance, it becomes visible, especially in the evening, example is given that during the evening when there is darkness, so all these glowworms, they start appearing. So it's not that the glowworms start appearing, they become visible. They all are always there. But just that they are not, you know, prominent. So when there is darkness, these glowworms, they become prominent. And what is the favorable condition is the darkness is compared here to as papena. So that is the predominance of sinful activities in Kali Yuga. It helps the glowworm like spiritualists to become very much visible. And these glowworms are compared to the in negative sense to the graha, that is the planets or the luminaries of the sky. So we see that when there is this rise of sinful activities, when you know there is you know, people generally don't follow any scriptural regulations, so they are not aware, they are not in proper knowledge. So then, taking advantage of the ignorance of people, these imitation spiritualists, they become very prominent. And if we see the nature of this glowworms, if we understand that, you know, they, as Prabhupada in the purport, he mentions that actually the glowworms cannot give any light in the darkness of night. So the glowworms, they are not present for giving any light, but their purpose is to just attract towards themselves. In fact, in one of the classes, His Holiness Radhanath Swami was speaking that he was, while he was traveling, he was, if I am not wrong, he was in Gita Nagari, and he was going to a friend's house, a godbrother. And then, while they were going, it is deep woods, he saw in one tree so many glowworms, you know, shining. So then, the devotee friend, he said, he asked Maharaj, do you know why the glowworms, they actually glow? So, and then he said that they glow just to attract the opposite gender towards themselves. So, we see that, you know, these glowworms, they are not there to give light or to give direction. So similarly, the so-called spiritualists, they are not there to give direction or to bring people closer to the Lord. But they are there just to attract the attention of people so that their sense gratification can be achieved. In fact, they are misleading. In purport, Prabhupada says that they are visible in the treetops, flying hither and thither. Means they are not stable in one place. They always keep moving. But when we see the stars and moon, so we understand that the stars, they help to find a way. In previous times, before the technology, so-called, you know, advanced technology, those who understood the science, they would navigate in the darkness, especially the sailors, just by seeing the positions of the stars. And they would reach their destination. And when there is sun, then definitely we can see something in the forest. And in presence of sun, everything is visible. So, you know, these luminaries, their presence is to guide, to give directions. But whereas these glowworms, their presence is to just attract and to confuse those who look. So if we were to see the glowworms and find directions, then, you know, a person would be always confused because he will not understand where to go. Because the glowworm himself is not stable. But the stars, they are stable, they are fixed up in the positions. And that's why even few of the stars, they are also called as Saptarishi, and they are different, very elevated sages who actually give, you know, directions in the life. In fact, they are called as Nakshatra, and the Nakshatras, they have a very important role to play, that they even give indications of future. So that it helps the person to prepare himself for the future of and face things that are going to come in life. Of course, that science of astrology is now lost, or not many known people who know the science are available. So we see that being guided by these glowworms, a person is bound to suffer and you know, get lost. And, you know, Prabhupada, he, in the purport, he says that these glowworms are, in this age, they are compared to the mental speculators, the atheists, and the manufacturers of so-called religious principles. So we see that in the light of Bhagavad, on this verse, Prabhupada says that there is a increase in number of so many incarnations. And they, sometimes the different groups of incarnations are fighting with each other. So we see that, you know, this proliferation of so many godmen, as they say, you know, is actually creating a lot of chaos in the society. But the role of the true sadhu or true saint is that it does not attract anyone towards himself by his so-called charisma, but he tries to bring people to the lotus feet of the Lord, bring the lost souls to the lotus feet of the Lord. And we see that history is witness that so many different spiritualists and saints and sadhus, they went to the West. In fact, they travel all over the world. But no tangible change in the life of people has actually happened. In fact, so many different societies are formed in the names of these sadhus only. We will not take any names, but you know, those who know, they all know. But you know, here we have the example of Srila Prabhupada himself and the whole disciplic succession that we have, that never they attracted the attention of any individual or group towards themselves, but they always brought them at the lotus feet of the Lord. In fact, that is the reason, although it is no matter of being proud, but Prabhupada gave the name of the institution as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that is very clearly visible that there is no tendency of glowworm, but it is the like stars and the luminaries of the, you know. So we also see that in the purport it is mentioned that in the later part Prabhupada mentions that even when there is so much of confusion, but sometimes the clouds, they clear. So and when the clouds clear, then these luminaries are visible. So we can see that in this age of Kali Yuga, you know, which is started, that this is the time when we can say that, you know, the cloud is clear and there is the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement which is spreading. And this clouds, they cause the darkness and they cover the luminaries in the sky in the rainy season. So the clouds are compared to the influence of Kali Yuga, which is visible in the individual, at the individual level, in the form of hypocrisy, and at the group, society or institutional level in the form of quarrel. So, you know, this influence of Kali, which is, you know, visible through hypocrisy and quarrel, it actually covers the light of the sun or the, you know, the actual spiritual life. But if we can actually somehow or the other, you know, clear this cloud, or you know, this cloud clears, then the light of Bhagavat, as Prabhupada mentioned, Prabhupada named the book, that is the true knowledge of the Lord, can be visible for the whole world. So there is the predominant atmosphere in Kali Yuga is that everybody is so much sinful. So there is hardly any, you know, people who are wanting to have, you know, advancement in spiritual life. So those who profess practicing any spiritual activity, so it is a very heavy burden on their shoulders that, you know, they, rather than behaving like glowworms, they try to, you know, play the role like stars. And similarly, you know, it is a great burden on all those who are practicing devotees, especially and those who are playing the role of leaders, which we see in the society, that role is taken up by the renounced order. It is a very, very important duty for them, that already there is so much of confusion in the society. So by their behavior and by their example, they should be clearing the confusion rather than adding to the confusion. So those who are taking up to this renounced order of life especially, so it is a very, very important duty that, you know, we can somehow or the other cooperate and, you know, remove this cloud of quarrel and hypocrisy so that welfare for the society can take place. In fact, you know, there is also one very interesting, you know, comparison we can make, that this amongst things which shine like glowworm, we also know that, you know, diamonds or precious stones, they also shine. So when we are talking about this, you know, practicing spirituality, so we see that living together is very difficult. So, you know, my father, he was in diamond trade, and they were manufacturing diamonds. So I had the chance right from my childhood to see how they manufacture diamonds. So diamonds, when they are taken out from the mines, they are very crude. There are few devotees who are in the diamond trade, so they will agree. And they don't even look like diamonds. But through the process, there are different processes. One of the processes is that one diamond is placed and another diamond is placed in one instrument. They both are stuck to each other. So this is before the laser technology. And then the diamond is rubbed against each other. And in that way, the rough edges are smoothened and the diamond is given shape. So similarly we see that, you know, as in one of the classes, Gaurang Prabhu was giving an example that for purifying the false ego, there is association of devotees. So similarly, when we are together, we are doing so many services, there is always, you know, some friction. But that, when we are situated properly in the hands of the spiritual master, the authorities, then we see that two things are there that the diamond has to do to actually get the proper shape. One is surrender, that is, be fixed up properly with the cement to the instrument. And second is just tolerate the cutting. So similarly, if we inculcate these values, then we can see that, you know, all our anarthas can be removed, and we can, you know, with the process of devotional service, shine like true diamond. And then there are many other processes where there is even lot of heat generated, some sparks are there, and finally the diamond shines. And we see that even in one of the prayers or one of the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 13th chapter, when Lord Brahma, he stole away the cows and calves, so Sukhdeva Goswami gives the analogy that sometimes, you know, a powerful person tries to use his power against even more powerful person, and he gets destroyed. And he uses the analogy, just like glowworms, they try to show their shine, but in presence of sun, they are, you know, destroyed. So he uses the example there that Lord Brahma was trying to show his prowess in front of the Lord, but then, you know, he was humbled. And then later we see that after Lord Brahma realized his mistake, and then, you know, he offered so many prayers, and in one of his prayers in Brahma Samhita, he mentions that भास्वान यथाश्म सकलेषु निजेषु तेज स्वीयं कियत् प्रकटयत्यपि तद्वदत्र ब्रह्मा य एष जगदंड विधानकर्ता गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमाम भजामि. He says that I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, from whom the separated subjective portion Brahma receives his power for the regulation of the mundane world. Just as the sun manifests some portion of his own light in all the effulgent gems that bear the name of Suryakant, etc. So he compares his position to a diamond. So if we see diamonds, they can be analyzed or they shine only in daylight. In the night, diamond does not have any, you know, it does not reflect anything. So diamond reflects the light, natural light, you know, sunlight. So similarly, you know, the spiritualists or the, you know, devotees, they don't claim that what they are, you know, practicing or what they, you know, good qualities there are, they are their own. Otherwise they will be like glowworms. But they are reflecting the qualities of the Lord themselves, Himself. They are reflecting the mercy, the grace of the Lord. And in that way, you know, when they are fully clear of all the, you know, anarthas, then that shine can actually come forth. So similarly, rather than being glowworms, you know, the devotee should try to become like diamond. And then we can see that, you know, there can be welfare for everybody. Actually, if we see that, you know, from the purport, a lot can be spoken about, you know, what a sadhu should be or what he should not be, because, you know, the purport mentions that, you know, the atheists and mental speculators and manufacturers, so-called religious principles, they misguide the society. But, you know, I don't have the qualification to speak on all that, so I'll not speak that. And we'll complete by saying that, you know, in one of the morning walks, Srila Prabhupada, he's saying that he's refuting the different arguments, atheistic arguments given by scientists to show and prove that God does not exist. And then Prabhupada says that Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhakar. Yaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhikar. So actually Krishna is like sun. And because these people, they do not have any knowledge of Krishna or from the scriptures, so they are like glowworms. They are trying to show, you know, by their so-called advancement, how to become happy. But they are actually creating more chaos in the society. So Prabhupada says that when the sun arises, all the glowworms, they automatically are finished. So then he says that, so we should keep this sun shining. So he was mentioning that, you know, so we should, by our purity, let, you know, the Krishna consciousness movement and the message of Krishna keep shining forth. And then we can see that this different, you know, influence of Kali Yuga, which is manifest in the form of quarrel and hypocrisy, can actually subside, and you know, the true spiritual life can be practiced by everybody. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.